We got you stuck off the realness. The most infamous, you heard of us. Official podcast murderers. The show comes equipped with few points to share. Grown man ideas for all those who care and want to grow. So go ahead and download every single week with a brand new episode. You're not alone in this world, cousin. So we share information and honest discussion and keep repping a culture like we supposed to. They spread gossip, but they never come closer. I can hear it inside their tone. They talk about the industry, but never left their home. You get laced up with bullet points and such, plus empowering topics that they never would touch. You can put your whole network against the team, but Super Duty Tough Work's the MVP. Most valuable podcast on MP3. Priceless info, but all of it's free. So take these words home and think them through. Super Duty Tough Work is coming at you. You are now listening to Super Duty Tough Work with your host, Blueprint. Raw and uncut. Adult conversations. No shucking, no jiving, and no bullshit. Shit.
Oh, man. That was classic.
Damn, I thought I hit it. Okay, we'll do it again.
All right.
Well, what's yours? We'll just do yours. I'll come back to that one.
All right, so we're going to do unpopular basketball opinions.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
My first one
is
that Kobe is better than LeBron.
You know what? That's very unpopular.
Very because they don't even You know what? They don't even talk about it. So
they don't.
It ain't even unpopular because it ain't nothing that they talk about.
they
sleeping.
It's very disrespectful to Kobe.
Very
And I was not a Kobe Bryant fan.
I was.
Not
I was.
Like, I mean, I respected him, but right. I wasn't like, yeah, Kobe is like, you know, because then it was like, is Kobe better than Jordan?
Right.
I thought the answer was clear.
Right.
But I did think that Kobe made it debatable by, he at least got his fifth ring.
Right. He got five.
He got five. That's a lot of rings.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, he was the man. He was a dominant force for a long time.
He was the man I mean, for probably maybe 12 of his 50 of his 20 years.
Yeah.
He was that dude.
Yeah. So you know what's weird is like Kobe Bryant's being disrespected like that is a byproduct of the media's desire to push LeBron as being better than Jordan.
Yes.
So it's not, it's like by insulting Jordan, they now insult Kobe.
Yeah.
Because like we talked about, they're jumping over Kobe to put, they're assuming that LeBron will be remembered as better than Kobe.
Yeah.
To where they're not even discussing it.
But they're forcing that because they're not discussing it.
Right. Because by not discussing, they're just ignoring that.
Yeah,
they never will say, wait a minute, we should be talking about Kobe versus LeBron first.
Right.
And then Kobe versus Jordan.
Right.
But LeBron has to pass Kobe first. And then, but they've already, the narrative is not, and maybe it's because LeBron is still playing. They have to compare him to greats.
Yeah.
And they know that it pisses people off.
Yeah. But Kobe's great too.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I agree.
I don't understand how he gets passed over so easily.
Well, he wasn't a likable guy.
No, he
wasn't. I think that might have hurt him a little bit, but I don't think that's even enough.
But Jordan wasn't even really likable like that.
He existed in a time before social media.
Yeah.
Like Kobe came at the end of it where stories got out. But Kobe was just savage, man. Like the city would say, like, who was I supposed to pass the ball to? Smush Parker?
Right.
That's some savage ass shit to say.
But it was true. That's why I like Kobe, because Kobe was a no nonsense. He was an asshole, but he will kill you on the court.
Yeah.
And he meant that shit. When it was time,
he was a competitor.
He did his thing.
But I agree. It's an unpopular opinion, but it's very real.
Very real.
It's very fucking real. Okay. So let me go on to my number. This is going to be my number one. I got another one.
All right.
This is my dreadlock theory.
All right.
The reason Derrick Rose's career has never seen the type of consistent resurgence that we've seen from other players who've come back from similar injuries is because he grew his dreadlocks and he didn't cut them when he got to Cleveland. So dreadlocks are, as I say, a spiritual thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my roster brothers out there.
Right.
It's not just my hair.
Right.
You know, it's the spirit. You know, it's a spiritual thing. So if you peep what Derrick Rose did, he had this tumultuous situation, right, mm-hmm. that he was going through in New York with the Knicks.
Right.
He was growing the dreads. Like, mm-hmm. fuck it, I'm in the dirt. I'm in the trenches. I'm out here. I'm just getting in touch with who I really am as a man, trying to clear my mind. And so growing this shit is a journey during the season, right? And they had the season where like, yo, Derrick Rose was cool, but we don't know if we want him back. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Then it started hitting the fan. It's like, oh, Derrick Rose missed the game. Derrick Rose, we don't know who he is. So then the league is like, okay, D. Rose, you've came back from this injury. Now your career is in doubt because of your conduct, but you've been given. But Kyrie just got traded to Boston.
There's an opportunity.
Right. The Cavs don't have no point guard right now. You averaged 16 points a game in New York last year for them, and they were bums. Mm-hmm. So you can come over here for the minimal salary, reinvent yourself, start again, and become the D. Rose that we want you to be.
He should have cut the lights
what
off.
This fool do? He showed up with them dirty ass, raggedy ass, dingy ass dreadlocks in training camp. And not only that, he didn't cut them all season.
Mm.
They just kept getting longer and he just kept looking dirtier and dirtier. And I was like, yo, man, you can't do that. When you go into another phase of your career, you got to get rid of the baggage.
Yeah.
D. Rose is a victim of the dreadlock baggage, man. He got drugged down by the dreads. And until D. Rose cut them motherfucking dreads, ain't nothing positive going to happen to his career.
That's an interesting theory. I've always considered dreads, you know, to be more than just a hairstyle.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was one of the reasons why I cut mine off, was because I wanted to get rid of a lot of the energy that I had previous to, you know, because I was growing them before I got married.
Yep.
And all that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things happen in the process. Yes. And I'm like, I got to get rid of all this extra weight, extra baggage.
Yep.
You know, and since then, I haven't been, you know, involved in a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been pretty cool for the most part.
You did what D-Rock was supposed to do.
Yeah, man, I did a cleansing. You know what I mean? So I can see that. I can see that being real.
And so but look at how his season turned out because he did.
Right.
He was injured all season.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker got injured, disappeared, got married, came back with longer dreads.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was a bum all year.
Mm-hmm.
All year. He started out, but the first two games of the season, he was balling.
Yeah.
When they first put him on the floor, he was balling. But I said to myself, I said, yo.
It ain't gonna last.
It ain't gonna last because he still is carrying the baggage of who he used to be in those dreadlocks.
Mm.
And until he cuts those dreads, he'll never have another prosperous NBA run.
That's crazy.
So D. Rose, cut them dreads off, G.
Yeah, get rid of that energy, bro.
Start again, man.
Get rid of that energy.
Yeah, that's the D. Rose theory.
All right.
Unpopular opinion.
Word. That's all right. Funny. All right. My unpopular opinion is that the players in the old school league are better than the players in the new school league.
That's really unpopular. Really opinion unpopular. Right now. Yeah. People will fight you over that one.
They will. And I think it's true. And it's the thing is, like, everybody always say, like, well, what rules are we playing with?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I think that they were better, because they, you know, you got hand checked.
Yes.
You come in the lane.
Yes. The lane was crowded.
Yeah. You will get punched in your face, literally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it'll be a regular foul.
Yes. I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, it was very different. Like, you come out there shooting, you know, 40 foot 3-point shots, somebody gonna kick you in your knee or something. Some shit gonna go down if you out there scorching them. Like, Steph Curry would not be able to get that shit off.
No, he's not big enough to.
He would not be able
physical
to get,
enough.
Nah, because even the smaller guards back then still had girth to them.
Yes,
Jason Kidd was short, but he was thick.
Joe Dumars.
Dumars.
Yep. Vinny the Microwave Johnson.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
look extra thuggish.
Yeah,
look like a mechanic.
Really word. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Larry Bird was harder than most, like, 90% of the dudes that play now.
Oh, very true. Very true. Very true. I think that's the weird thing. That's the thing I always bring up to people. Like, you can't compare these two eras tit for tat and say that people in the past or now are better because they're scoring more.
Right.
It's like, yo, the rules have changed. The NBA deliberately changed the rules from the 90s to speed up the game,
right,
to space out the floor, to unclear the lane, right? Yeah. Because they saw, like, how dominant the defensive teams were, and you had games where the average score was 85 points.
Right.
And to us, I loved it.
Yeah.
But I guess they felt that it wasn't growing fast enough because it wasn't exciting. Mm-hmm. But now you can't compare. If you were to compare Jordan to someone in today's skill set, he scores 60 points a game.
Oh, easy.
With no hand checking.
Oh, man.
The lane wide open. Psh. No one there. Psh. One person. Like, get the fuck out of here. This dude was going into lane with five people there scoring right. on all of them.
Like, look, headhunting him.
Yeah.
Looking to hurt
they
him.
They knew what he was going to do every night. Right. They couldn't stop him. I'm like, nah, man. Him in this era would have been even more of a problem.
Oh, man, it would have been bad
Yeah,
news.
With this pace, like, nah, you couldn't get this motherfucker. You couldn't stop him.
Yeah, like that Bulls team yeah. with these rules.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pippen,
crazy.
Cool coach.
Yeah.
Even the Ron Harper Bulls, when Ron yeah. Harper came, all of them.
Steve Kerr, John Paxson. Man. Yeah, they got some shooters on that team, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so it's a little different. But, yeah, that's deep because, yeah, that's the one that people will fight you over now. Like, yo, players are so much more skilled now. I'm like, yeah, people can do – they have a more varied skill set.
Right.
But they're not quite as, like – they're not specialists like they were back in the day. Like, right. back in the day, like – the rules were so different. You had to really be about your shit to be a star in that era.
Yeah. Like there's no Shaqs now.
No.
You know what I'm saying? There's no Jordans. There's no, Alonzo Mournings now.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's no Joe Dumars's now. There's yeah. no Dennis Rodman's now. Right, you know right. what I'm saying? Like
Draymond is the closest thing. Dennis Rodman, but yep. he's not as wild as Rodman.
Right? Oh, nah, nowhere near. Because there was Rodman. He'd get you 6 points, but yeah. he'd have like, you know,
20 rebounds,
all the shit that didn't go into the box score.
And he'd make the next team's, the opposite team's best player foul out or get ejected for trying to fight him. Yeah. He would be drawing people into fights.
Oh, always.
He was just so fucking hilarious.
Always. It was so fun to watch him.
Yeah, man. So that's number two?
Yeah, that's my second one.
That's your second one? Okay, here's my second one. James Harden will never win a championship because he's too soft. And his teammates know it. This kind of
I agree with this.
This goes to the whole, there's a rule or saying that goes, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
I agree with this.
When I think about that rule, it basically says that you ain't gotta go attack the sheep. You just take out the shepherd and the sheep will fall in line mm-hmm. with whatever the fuck you wanna do. That's why you got to have a strong leader. When I look at James Harden, is he skilled? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he great isolation player? One of the best ever? Hell yeah. But the problem with him is he's soft as a baby's motherfucking bottom. And not only is he soft, but his teammates know he's bitch made. How do you know that? Because they don't even fucking respect him enough to protect him. Which is what you saw in game one of the Golden State series. Play
true.
Number one. First time he came down the lane, who put an elbow in his fucking chin?
Draymond Green.
Immediately. And who came to his rescue?
No one. No one. No one. No one.
He's not smaller than Draymond.
Nope.
I mean, why? He didn't defend it. This motherfucker turned and cried to the refs. Looked yeah. for the refs to save
Look
him.
Look for a call.
I said to myself, when no one ran over there, that tells you everything you need to know about how they view him as a leader. Mm-hmm. He may be an offensive guy. He may be a guy, but this shows that they don't like his character enough to fight for him like that.
That's wild.
Because you wouldn't see that happen to Chris Paul.
Hell no.
I seen somebody push Chris Paul, motherfucker came and pushed them out of the fucking, off the fucking court. Like this big dude pushed Chris Paul one day, Chris Paul came in, turned around, like big dude pushed him, other dude pushed him off the fucking court. Mm. It was a melee.
Yeah.
Because they pushed Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I didn't see that shit when James Harden got pushed.
Yeah, nah.
And here's what else lets you know. The Rockets were starting Clint Capella, Trevor Ariza, who's the other dude? That he's just a shorter cat.
Gordon?
Nah, not they didn't start Gordon. Well, Chris Paul, and then there's this other cat who starts. All of those dudes are great defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much kind of tough guys, too. They don't take no shit.
Yeah. Then you got James Harden.
You got James Harden. Out of all the people, Draymond could have pushed in the throat like that.
Oh, yeah. Why was it Harden?
Was it a coincidence?
Hell no, it wasn't.
Wasn't no coincidence. Draymond knows, like everybody knows, that if you strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter.
And the thing is, after Draymond hit him, he didn't have such a great first half.
No. He was taken out of the game
yeah.
a little bit. And Draymond had, at first I was like, why did Draymond do that? Then I'm like, you know what? He had to do that to let these motherfuckers know that it ain't gonna be that easy.
right.
You're gonna have to go through me, and I'm gonna go at your motherfucking captain.
Yep.
And unless you willing to fight me over this motherfucker, all y'all some bitches. Mm. And that's what we saw. They went game one to the opponent's court and stole game one.
Yeah. Yeah. Beat them double digits
in their own floor.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can't let that kind of shit happen.
Yeah.
And Draymond knew it, and that will be the reason Harden never wins a fucking ring, because at this core, these guys know that this game is mental before it's physical.
Yeah, most of them, all the stars know.
That's what they do in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
You never saw nobody do that to Jordan.
Nah.
I never saw nobody throw their fucking elbow to Jordan's fucking throat.
And if they did,
like that.
Jordan swung Jordan and half swung, the team came half off the team bench. Came,
it was a melee.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody was in it. Everybody was fighting.
Yeah.
Cause that was the fucking shepherd.
Yeah.
You have to. It's like chess, man. If you don't protect the queen, the game is over.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You protect your most powerful piece.
Mm-hmm.
You protect that. These motherfuckers didn't even go over there.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, it was whatever.
Yeah, it's alright.
But I.
Yeah, if that shit happened to Steph,
yes,
it would have been a wrap.
Come on, man.
Draymond would have got ejected.
The bitch would have cleared.
right.
Yeah, I bet you will never see a Houston player throw a fucking elbow to Curry's fucking chin like that.
Hell no.
And get away with it.
No.
With mm-mm. just a technical.
No.
Every like you saying, everybody on a squad would have came for that man.
Yeah.
And risked ejection.
Yeah. To let them know.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's why he ain't gonna win.
I feel you on that. I completely agree. I always thought James Harden was soft. I always thought he was a great player.
Yeah.
But there was something about him. Like, you know, the beard always turned me off. You know what I'm saying? The beard was always like, bruh, like.
Well, the beard is the.
He's trying to overcompensate.
Because brothers know that the beard is like the epitome. It's the epitome of male masculinity.
Yeah, the manness.
Right. Yeah. If you got a beard that shows that you're masculine,
yeah.
That you're a man.
All man.
Right. But this soft ass flopping motherfucker, like he flops so much, he flails so much,
right.
He gets elbowed in the face and looks to the refs to save him,
right.
Before he even thinks about retaliating himself.
Right.
Like that shit, you can be a great player, but people are going to lose confidence in you. Like you're saying, the beard looks like he's overcompensating because he ain't about no action, clearly.
Nah.
I ain't never seen him push nobody or act like he was going to push nobody.
Nope.
He is soft as a baby's bottom, and everybody fucking knows it.
Yeah. Wow.
Let me run back.
For those who don't know, me and DJ Detox will be heading out on the Two-Headed Monster Tour, which will be running from May 25th through August 6th and visiting over 50 cities. I'm not sure where you live, but chances are we will be bringing this tour to your city. Here are the dates and cities we've got confirmed so far. May 25th, Columbus, Ohio. May 26th, Dayton, Ohio. May 31st, Nelsonville, Ohio. June 1st, Asheville, North Carolina. June 2nd, Boone, North Carolina. June 3rd, Raleigh, North Carolina. June 4th, Charlotte, North Carolina. June 5th, Columbia, South Carolina. June 6th, Atlanta, Georgia. June 7th, Dunedin, Florida. June 8th, Cape Coral, Florida. June 9th, Orlando, Florida. June 10th, Jacksonville, Florida. June 12th, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. June 13th, New Orleans, Louisiana. June 14th, Houston, Texas. June 15th, Austin, Texas. June 16th, San Antonio, Texas. June 17th, Dallas, Texas. June 19th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. June 20th, Flagstaff, Arizona. June 21st, Las Vegas, Nevada. June 23rd, Santa Cruz, California. June 24th, Berkeley, California. June 26th, Stockton, California. June 27th, Sacramento, California. June 28th, State Line, Nevada or Lake Tahoe. June 29th, Salt Lake City, Utah. June 30th, Idaho Falls, Idaho. July 1st, Boise, Idaho. July 2nd, Portland, Oregon. July 3rd, Bend, Oregon. July 4th, Hood River, Oregon. July 5th, Seattle, Washington. July 6th, Spokane, Washington. July 7th, Nelson, BC. July 8th, Calgary, Alberta. July 10th, Great Falls, Montana. July 12th, Denver, Colorado. July 13th, Tulsa, Oklahoma. July 14th, Kansas City, Missouri. July 15th, Lincoln, Nebraska. July 16th, Columbia, Missouri. July 17th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. July 18th, Traverse City, Michigan. July 19th, Ann Arbor, Michigan. July 20th, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. July 21st, Minneapolis, Minnesota. July 22nd, Duluth, Minnesota. July 26th, Evansville, Indiana. July 27th, back in Dayton, Ohio. July 28th, Columbus, Ohio, at the 2x2 Fest. July 30th, Portland, Maine. July 31st, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There will be one more additional week that we're adding and some dates that we're adding right now, but right now, that's what we got confirmed. For more information or to buy tickets on these tour dates, please visit printmatic.net/tour dates. Again, that's printmatic.net/tour dates. If you listen to this podcast, come check out one of the shows and introduce yourself. I will see y'all there. Now back to the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is awesome. I only had the two, so I think you got one more.
I got one more.
I think you got one more.
Let me dive back into my number, my most controversial one.
Dive back into the pond.
Yeah, yeah. Because as Ohio guys, this last one is going to be very controversial.
Yeah.
But this is my third one. Unpopular basketball opinion. Mm. An opinion goes that the reason LeBron James will not win his fourth ring in Cleveland is not because of his teammates. It's not because of the Golden State Warriors. It's because he refuses to cut off his hair and transform into bald-headed LeBron James.
You really think that's it?
That's it.
Look,
when he went and did the Instagram video, mm-hmm. working out, and he was diesel as fuck. Mm-hmm. He was bald headed and he had the beard gone. And you really looked at that and you knew right then and there he was gonna be a problem this season. You said he's coming.
Right, right.
He's fucking coming. You don't look at him now with this fucked up hairline.
Going bald.
Yeah.
Looking like Friar Tuck.
Yeah,
and shit.
Come on, bro. You not fooling nobody. The problem with the hair is that the hair is stopping him from entering the next phase of his career. Mm. He's kind of like Derrick Rose, but at the opposite end of the hair spectrum. You know what I'm saying? His shit is fading. Mm. His fading hair is a metaphor for a fading career. You have this to look awesome. At the metaphor in it. It's not just hair, LeBron. It's your spirit. Mm. Bald-headed LeBron is on some motherfucking Mansa Musa. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like African warrior shit. But he don't want to unleash bald-headed LeBron yet because he's afraid.
Is he scared of bald-headed
LeBron?
He's
afraid. But look, Jordan wasn't afraid to unleash bald-headed Jordan.
Nah.
Jordan was one of the first bald headed. Him and Xavier McDaniels.
Yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody thought they was not to be fucked with.
Right.
Nobody fucked with Xavier McDaniels
right.
or Michael Jordan. They not only was like talented players, but the head just let you know, I don't give a fuck.
I'm going in regardless.
Regardless. This is bald headed LeBron. I'm a bully right now. All y'all pussy. That's what happens. You come out there with a full beard and a bald head, LeBron, motherfuckers gonna be conceding defeat before he step on the floor. Mm. That's some black Viking shit.
Maybe next year, dog.
He ain't gonna win till he do it.
Nah,
he will not win again till he does it. I don't care if he gets traded to fucking Golden State. They'll be cursed until he cuts off the motherfucking hair. He need to stop playing.
This shit's hilarious.
Look, it's like we said, yo, man, it's a cocoon. Mm-hmm. LeBron has been blessed enough to have a 15-year career, mm-hmm. but you got to have different eras. Just like we, like, yo, Jordan had to, you know what I'm saying, the hair era. Then he had the ball Jordan era. Yeah. Then he had the motherfucking 45 era.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Washington era.
Yep, Kobe had the 8 and then the 24.
24 era.
Yeah.
You got to have different eras to evoke different things in your game. Mm. To me, the bald-headed LeBron era will be epitomized by him bullying the fuck out of motherfuckers on the low post, being bald-headed and just looking like a goddamn Navy SEAL killer. You know what I mean?
He would, though. He really would. The way that he built, he would look like, he would look very menacing bald.
And that's why he gotta do it, because he ain't got forever to do it. See, he think that he's still on some finesse LeBron shit, and his game reflects that.
Yeah,
you can't play finesse when you got a motherfucking bald head. You look at yourself like, damn, these motherfuckers scared of me. I'm about to, I'm gonna show them why.
Yeah,
let me remind them why they scared of me. Bald head LeBron. He gotta embrace it.
Yeah,
It's right there. It's right there. Everybody gotta embrace it. I've been bald headed print for the last 20 years. Hell, I ain't giving a fuck.
Yeah, I had to get rid of mine. It was time.
You gotta do it, man, because it's not just hair, LeBron. You holding your teammates back with that haircut. You need to go and get that baldy, man. When I see you in the offseason, you look bald and menacing. You throwing up hella stacks of weight. You know what I'm saying? You look like a goddamn bodybuilder. You got us afraid of what's going to happen when you get back on the season.
Right.
Then you
right.
come out here with this nice fade, but balding up top, looking like you in between. You still want to look like a pretty boy? No, man. It needs to be bald head muscle shirt era.
Come in with muscle shirts under his suit jackets.
Yeah, muscle shirts to the arena. Fuck the suits, man. You come in there looking like a goddamn Zulu warrior, man. That's when we need Zulu warrior, bald head LeBron era. All this other shit he's doing is just wasting time for the inevitable metamorphosis that he has to make.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it'll be crazy.
And that's why he's not going to win this year. And people can blame it on whatever. Well, you know, they didn't shoot well enough, or, you know, Boston was really good, or, you know, maybe they had some injuries, or they didn't have Kyrie, or Golden State was great. No, man. Ballhead LeBron has been held at the gates for too long, man. Stop holding him at the gates. Let him come out. Let him get some.
Right.
Ballhead LeBron should issue the next 5 years of his career. And it's going to be completely separate from this era. It's going to be like, God damn, I thought balding LeBron was a beast.
Ballhead LeBron is a monster.
My God, he Godzilla. He was Godzilla and King Kong rolled in one. Ballhead LeBron era, man. And until the Ballhead LeBron era starts, man, he's not going to prosper.
I don't really got much to say about that. I just got to wait to see.
Mark my words, man.
That's just going to be... He better cut it before this Boston series over. Might be going home.
He should have been cutting it all season. This is why the season been in so much turmoil. See, he started with the energy of Ballhead LeBron. He let the cat out the bag, and then he started the season. They ain't had nothing good having him all season.
Nah.
It's been turmoil.
Yeah.
Soon after he came out with Ballhead LeBron, then it's like, oh, yeah, oh, he's going to be back. Then they started the season, and they was all shitty. You know what I'm saying? His lineup was all fucked up. And Isaiah Thomas came back, fucked up the team. Jay Crowder was playing all shitty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nothing good was happening to that team.
Nah.
All year, it's been a hot mess. Then they traded all them bums. Then they got some new players. They played good for a week. Then they was bums again for the rest of the year.
It's all true. That's why it's so funny.
It's been nothing but turmoil, man.
Ballhead LeBron.
But it's because he will not let Ballhead LeBron out, man. He got to stop suppressing himself, man. Become your true inner Zulu warrior, LeBron. Cut off the balding hair and come with the ball fade, man. Come on, man.
Hey, let's see.
That's it.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's my last unpopular basketball opinion.
All right, word. Well, that was unpopular basketball opinions by Super Duty Tough Work.
See y'all next week.
Word.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Super Duty Tough Work. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Follow the podcast on SoundCloud.
Shoot, I got styles already that's more complex that nobody know about. I mean, super duty tough work.